As we mentioned earlier, the current Pope, Pope Francis, landed in the Philippines today. 80% of Filipinos are Catholic, so there's a lot of excitement about the Pope's visit. But there are also conflicting ideas about what Francis's message might be, even within a single family, as Aurora Almendral reports from Manila.
Mami Yuki Reyes plans to sell fresh coconut water to the people who will be crowding into Manila for Pope Francis's visit. She's already selling Pope T-shirts. Mami Yuki says Pope Francis is a kind man. He'll understand us. We're devoted to him. We're not using him to make money. We're just providing something for our brothers and sisters who might be thirsty or want a souvenir. With 6 million Filipinos expected to try to see the Pope, it's not just vendors gearing up for the crowds. Manila city government has ordered the 2,000 traffic officers on duty during Sunday Mass to wear adult diapers because there won't be enough toilets. And the president has declared the Pope's 5-day visit a public holiday. Gina de Guzman, a retired bank executive, is praying the rosary at her neighborhood chapel. She attends Mass nearly every day, and she hopes that Francis's visit will inspire Filipinos to rededicate themselves to their faith.
I am so sure that with the Pope's arrival, the Filipino Catholic faith will even become more strong. His mere presence will provide so much faith in our hearts, in my heart, for example. In fact, now I'm crying. Even just watching him on TV makes me cry.
De Guzman considers herself a staunch Catholic, and her opinions are in lockstep with the country's conservative Catholic hierarchy.
It's good if the Catholic hierarchy can be vocal about their position.
It's already been vocal over the years. The church here has a long history of involvement with politics, even bringing down presidents. Recently, it tried and failed to stop a law mandating free birth control. De Guzman says that stronger leadership from the church is the key to putting the country on the right path.
I personally believe that if only we would practice the word of God, there will be transformation in the Philippine society.
De Guzman's children would also like to see a transformation here, but a different one. I asked her 25-year-old son Vernon what he's hoping from the Pope's visit.
I'm really scared to answer those types of questions. Because I'm scared that mom will hear it. But I think generation my age really have sex, drugs.
Vernon is a medical student and attends Mass every Sunday. But he says the Philippine Catholic Church is out of touch.
The Philippine Catholic Church is there, but it doesn't really reflect what the people think or what the people do. They are our guide, but not all the rules are being followed.
For Vernon and his sister Valerie, Pope Francis is more relatable and his message of unity and openness appeals to them. They like the fact that people who have sinned by getting a divorce or an abortion or by living together can still find acceptance within Francis's church.
Now, like, he's saying, you know, some things are okay, which is really great. It teaches, like, conservative Catholics not to be so conservative.
Both Vernon and Valerie hope that Francis's visit might soften the rigid conservatism of the Philippine Catholic Church.
I think Pope Francis's visit will say, you know, hey, we're the Catholic Church, we're still here, we're still alive, we are changing for the better, please come join me, you know, we haven't, like, neglected you, or there's still us, something like that.
Pope Francis will spend 5 days in the Philippines holding Mass and ceremonies in Manila and Tacloban before flying back to Rome. People here will be paying very close attention to what he says and what it could mean for this heavily Catholic country after he leaves. For The World, I'm Aurora Almendral, Manila.
If you're like me, you are wondering exactly what a souvenir Pope T-shirt looks like. If you're not driving, check out the photos we've got from Manila. They're at PRI.org.